Stevie V.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One Part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yeah, that's us.
I wasn't paying attention there, Kevin.
Oh, you were totally paying attention.
Out of the corner of my eye, I saw that.
You were so on top of it. I didn't even need my Red Bull tonight. You've been so good.
Have I?
You've been so good. I still have more than half of it left.
And I got half of my...
The Rockstar Lemonade. Where did you find that? Because you told me about those like 2 years ago, and then you're like, oh, they've gone out of production. I don't know where they are. They've gone out of production.
You know what? My cousin Matty Gracer up north, he's got a friend that, like, is one of the distributors. I'll get you some Rockstar Lemonade.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Better on your tummy.
I found... No. This is awesome stuff. The sugar-free Red Bull. It's perfect for the tummy. Forget the tummy. I need my brain. I need my brain to stay awake. I don't drink the energy drink for my tummy. For what it's worth.
This is Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yes, 888-340-3373.
888-340-3373.
And we're glad you've joined us. We've been talking, if you're just joining us, like I know our flagship station, AM 970, The Answer in New York, no longer The Apple, but The Answer has just joined us because they were in the midst of March Madness coverage.
Uh-huh.
So welcome to New York. You're welcome to this conversation now. And in case you're just wondering, you know, what are Kevin and Steven talking about tonight? Well, let me give you just a sample. And I'm sorry to do this to shock you after coming out of basketball to have to listen to something from the performer named CeeLo. But he was a featured performer for the president last night at his presidential fundraiser. And he did something, and I'm even willing to give... the president's group a little bit of a break on this.
Like, I'm not.
I saw actually one on one newscast where they said, you know, the president's handlers usually, like, they vet this stuff pretty carefully. I'm going to assume that that's their policy. I'm not going to say that I have reason to think that they're lying to us.
Yeah, but if you vet it and then don't step up after the fact and say that was wrong.
That's a legitimate observation as well. But anyway,
see what I'm saying?
Here's what happened last night at an official fundraiser when CeeLo Green, and if you don't know who he is, he's the guy in the third chair on The Voice on NBC. He's the guy that's half the height of Christina Aguilera. Christina Aguilera is what, 3'8"? So that makes CeeLo about, what, $112? Something like that? I don't know. Anyway, here's how he came off last night, literally, at the president's fundraiser. That's some stuff.
It's so, not, you know what, dude?
So the
not,
question...
It's, I hate to be a bummer. Pardon me. It's not funny to me. It's completely disgusting to me.
Well, and I would never try to tell you how to feel about anything.
And it's just sad.
But the question
it's
we've
really
asked...
really sad.
And for those of you in New York that are just joining us, to bring you up to speed fully on the conversation, the question we've asked is... what has happened to the dignity? There was a time, and it doesn't matter if you're George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, or Barack Obama, okay? Start, middle, end. There was a time when the office of the president, the dignity of what that was would not associate itself with this. There was another story this week. There was a Democratic Party headquarters in Florida that evidently didn't know the laws about how to fly the American flag, because they had put up a flag that had stars that had stars and stripes, only there were no stars. In place of the stars, the stripes were there. There was a blue box with a silk screen hologram of Obama. Mm-hmm. In the box where the stars go. Now, what are the stars? Why are there 50 stars? Does anybody know?
50 states.
Because it's the 50 states.
Huh. I knew that.
13 stripes for the original colonies, 50
Jackie.
Stars. But what does that even say?
Thumbs up. Okay.
But what does that even say? You take the states out and you put the president's face in. So even if, whatever, she's flying, so the county chairman's flying this flag outside the Democratic Party headquarters, and a bunch of veterans come driving down the street.
Right.
They pull over.
Yeah.
What's that? And it's not even about the fact that it's Obama's face. It's that you've demarked and defaced the flag, and there are laws, both federal and state in the case of Florida, that say you can't do that to the American flag.
Mm-hmm.
So the dignity, all I'm getting at is that there was a time when the dignity of the respect for the office and for the nation and for who we are, we just didn't do some of these things. And now it's like, if we're not in the toilet swimming in all the rhetorical fecal matter that's around us, then we ain't hip and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm saying if we got to go to that degree to be hip and cool, I'm not sure I want to be hip and cool.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if it's worth it. It costs a little bit of my soul to go there. But what caused this erosion of dignity? What? And again, I'm not trying to get down on the partisan thing. I'm not trying to make this a Republican versus Democrat discussion. This has been going on for several years. Where did it come from? When did all of a sudden it became cool for the president to sit in the front row while an entertainer flips off the cameras with the middle finger and then says within less than 20 seconds of that, "Can I curse? F you, and ain't that some stuff?"
Yeah.
And then the president sits there, and Stephen, as you were saying last hour, the president sitting there might have some problems at home later to deal with.
Uh-huh.
Is Sasha Malia there?
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what we're talking about. And there were kids there. Yes. Jackie's asking, were there kids there? 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Let's go to Tamila in Tampa, Florida. Tamila, welcome. You're up next on Baldwin McCullough. We're glad you're here.
Hey, thank you. Two points. One of them was made earlier about profanity being a sign of a limited vocabulary. And what I was going to say even further was that, it's just showing that the education department is lacking.
Is it really an issue of the educational establishment, or is this a parent thing?
Well, for one thing, it's like the TV and the media desensitizing people to profanity to begin with. I mean, it's just...
Yeah, but those words aren't said on TV.
Well, not necessarily the F-bomb, but like the E-bomb a lot, like on just mainstream shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like health.
Well, what's your opinion, though? I mean, what do you have to say about the fact that this was a presidential fundraiser with Barack Obama, in attendance? CeeLo Green, mm-hmm. Green drops the F-bomb two or three times, and nobody says, no representative of the president or anybody else says that
they didn't even apologize.
But what's your opinion?
It just shows that our, government...
I want to know what you think.
Leadership.
Do you think...
What I think?
Yeah. What do you think? Do you think that's okay, or do you think that's not okay?
I don't think that's okay at all, and I think that it's just showing that they don't really care who represents them in these events. They're being... these events are representing what they stand for, and they have, all this profanity going on, and they just...
Well, Tamila, if that's true, then we've lost the battle big time, because that place was packed out last night. It was in Atlanta, and it was...
They raised $5.6
million. Yeah, they blew the lid off. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. She said blame the educational establishment. I don't know that you can do that.
I don't think...
I think it's a parental thing, and I think it's a family-by-family-by-family thing, and I think we got a lot of families that don't care if their kids curse anymore. We live in the New York metro area. I was in a bodega in Manhattan a couple of weeks ago. little 8-year-old kid turns around to somebody that I was assuming was a parental figure or an aunt or an uncle and said the F word that CeeLo just said to the president and to everybody that was watching, to whoever that authority figure was. I'm not getting you that. Oh, yeah, you. Like, well, hello. Mm-hmm. See, if I'd even thought about saying that, I've been picking my face up off the other side of the floor.
Yeah, and, that, you know, yeah. this is now President Obama F-bomb strike two. Because the vice president...
Well, Joe Biden.
Yeah, the vice president said it.
But nobody takes Joe Biden seriously for anything.
But he's the vice president,
but,
yeah, bro.
But he's Joe Biden.
So now you got the vice president dropping the F-bomb, CeeLo dropping the F-bomb at a presidential fundraiser.
But do Sasha and Malia get their mouth washed out with soap if they say it? I don't know. We'll talk about it. More of your calls coming up next.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
These are strange days indeed, from economic turmoil to weather-related events, and yes, even power outages. Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Let me tell you why I use WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com provides the most affordable and complete ready-made meals for emergency preparedness and outdoor use. Their entrees like pasta Alfredo, savory stroganoff, and apple cinnamon cereal carry a 25-year shelf life and are prepared in minutes simply by adding water. They even provide great-tasting a la carte items like freeze-dried fruits, vegetables, and desserts to ensure that you have more nutrition and energy when you need it most. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample and see for yourself why they are the best in the business. For a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 1-855-FOODWISE and be sure to mention the promo code Lewis for a free sample and free shipping on any order. Be wise and be ready with WiseFoodStorage.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
McCullough Live. It's hour number two, but it feels like we just got started. 888-340-3373. If you'd like to jump in on the conversation, we've asked the question, is dignity dying or is it dead? Has it completely been lost? Due partly, in fact, to the idea that CeeLo can use the F-bomb at a presidential function. And nobody apologizes for it. He certainly doesn't feel bad about it.
Tyler Perry doesn't feel bad about it.
And in fact, along those lines, let's take a couple of calls and see what people have to say about this. 888-340-3373. Andrea is in Dayton, Tennessee. Andrea, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Hi.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure thing.
I had to call in. I listen to your show all the time. I had to call in on this one. I actually work in a crisis pregnancy center, and we go into the schools and teach kids about healthy choices. And so I see the effects of I absolutely believe it's a parental thing. I mean, we have parents that allow – these kids are telling me they've been watching rated R movies and playing video games like Grand Theft Auto since they were 5, 6 years old, and they're just inundated with profanity. And you know, people want to blame the media, but, you know, the movies that we watch and the television that we allow to come into our children's minds, that's something that we have control over. We don't have to go to that movie. We don't have to turn that television program on.
Right.
So it's definitely a parental thing. That and I mean, my husband and I don't have television. We don't watch it. We don't watch PG-13 movies or rated R movies because we don't want to hear the profanity. And we're looked at like, you know, we're weird for that. You know, we're definitely not the cool people. And but it's definitely a parental thing.
Gotcha.
I mean, there's nobody to say, to stand up and say it's wrong. It's like, oh, that's just the way it is. It's just seen as normal.
Hmm. Okay, Andrea, thanks for the observations. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening to all your friends, BaldwinMcCullough.com. And, Stephen, along those lines, you went to a PG-13 film this last week in Hollywood. We're going to have you tell about this in just a second. But
sure.
if CeeLo is a peek into what the negative can be, maybe The Hunger Games is a look at what the positive can be. We'll just tease it like that and let people get ready for it in just a second. Ida in Pinellas Park, Florida, you're up next. Hi, Ida.
I was appalled when our country people voted for a president who for 20 years listened to a pastor that cursed America and said his wife said that she did not love America, and then the president says about his girls, if they happen to make a mistake, that he would abort his grandchildren, regardless of how they got there. I don't understand.
Right. So that's very much
gone.
All of that is very much anti Barack Obama. But what about this topic? What about the loss of dignity?
I believe that it's a total loss of dignity, and I can see why he would sit there and not think anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
If he was brought up thinking that there's nothing wrong with cursing our country, why would he think anything was wrong with using that word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thanks for the call. One last call. Eric in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Eric, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Our society, gentlemen, has been deteriorating for the last 20 years, slowly and surely. It went on hyperspeed with Bill Clinton and his antics. The Hollywood people are just chasing ratings, and they're being as profane as they can be and make it cool.
Even though that's an unproductive business model. Because if you look at the movies that have the best success, it's always the ones that appeal to the widest audience, which include children. And I just, what you're saying is true, Eric, but I find it to be, they're so committed to this idea that they're willing to sacrifice making money to do it.
What you're saying is great, and that gives me hope that the great people in this country do still have the dignity and the pride in this country, and we don't put Barack Obama's face on the flag.
Yeah, what's that about?
They didn't put hammer and sickle next to it.
Well, she did end up going online, and thanks for the call, Eric. She did, Stephen, end up going online, looked up the flag code, realized she was in gross violation of several federal and state laws, and went out and immediately took it down.
Yeah.
So there was a small victory in that part. But, okay, we got about 4 minutes before the next break. You went to go see the Hunger Games. You were on the red carpet
yeah.
with your daughters this last week.
Yeah.
And why do you think that this movie gave you an insight that we might not have lost all dignity just yet?
Well, I've seen a couple of PG-13 films with my daughter Haley, who's now 15.
Right.
Who, you know, raising her with, you know, biblically based foundations, hopefully. My wife, who's far more hardcore about this than I am.
Right.
Meaning, she will say to my daughter, you know, why do you want to go see that stuff? If a PG-13 film, now allows, because the way the rating system has changed is there's one F-bomb now allowed in a PG-13 film. You can have one. That wasn't the case in the, 15 years ago.
When the PG-13 rating came about, it wasn't the case.
Of course not.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm somebody that says, I want to vet the process. I want to go to the Christian movie review thing, and it'll tell you what's in it and what's this and this. So sometimes we'll go check something out that's PG-13 that I have vetted the process, and even then I'm kind of sometimes kicking myself coming out, and I'll just say to her, honey, you know, it wasn't worth it. But it also opens this door of a conversation
sure.
with me and my
daughter.
And
you get
daughter.
To talk about discernment
exactly.
and wisdom and all that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I must say that with a PG-13 rating, The Hunger Games was far more conservative in the graphic violence, in the sexualization of it. It was really quite sweet and charming and innocent. It was on a scale of 1 to 10, if one F-bomb is now a PG-13 thing and the one F-bomb in there is like a 10, Hunger Games was like a 4.
That's interesting. So it's almost just like a regular or old-school PG movie.
It's an old-school PG.
Like Star Wars' first three films, PG.
No, I'd say that the violence was a little more graphic than that. A little bit more.
Just a touch.
But it was the romance part of it was very sweet
and they
charming.
Didn't sexualize the leads.
They did
the
not.
Leads.
Not at all.
Which is, when's the last time that's happened in a film?
But it was sweet. It was innocent. And I just think that kudos to the makers of this film and this director, because I'm in the business.
Right.
And for me, it was just really uplifting to when the film ended and the lights came up. I went, you know what? That was just an exciting, fun, you know, decent film.
Well, that being said, unless we get a whole industry of films like that in the future, I still think we're in major trouble.
Well, exactly. But to my point,
right.
That's why The Hunger Games, for me, I think that they made the decision going into this whole thing, let's try to gear this thing to a younger audience where by word of mouth, people will come see it and say what Stephen Baldwin's saying right now. And no, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't too violent. It didn't have any cuss words. You know what I mean? It was thoroughly enjoyable for the whole family.
Yeah. 888-340-3373. Okay, here's what we're still interested in knowing. First of all, those of you that were just joining us in New York, you missed the majority of the first hour. Is dignity dead, and is that evidenced by CeeLo singing the F word multiple times and the S word a couple of times and flipping the bird to the audience and to the TV watching audience?
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Attention. Information in this one-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305. Or HBExtract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
All right, it's Baldwin McCullough live. Glad you're with us. 888-340-3373. And if you were just listening and you just heard in that break, our new sponsor, Carol McIntyre, we're so happy to have someone who's doing something so positive sponsoring the show. I mean, Stephen, in light of just tonight's discussion, I was going, hey, this is not ironic. This is great. But Carol McIntyre, the book is called Prayer Is. It is a bedtime book that teaches children the fundamentals of prayer. They learn who should pray, why they should pray, when they should pray, where they can pray, and what they should pray for, and the positions they can assume while praying. It's like everything a young child, like baby James, needs to start learning about what prayer is.
Awesome.
And so, you know, Good Night Moon is going away, and Prayer is coming back into the bedtime routine. I've already read it with him some, and it's so cute because now baby James, he actually kind of has an idea. So when daddy says, and I don't know if mom prays with him before or she puts him, but on nights when I put him down, he's usually on my right shoulder, and I whisper in his ear, I said, okay, daddy's going to pray for you. And then we pray, dear Lord, help us sleep good. Help James to sleep. Help him to know mommy and daddy love him. And he just gets perfectly still until we're done. And I say, okay, in Jesus' name, amen. And he starts wiggling around again. Mm-hmm. And it's just the cutest thing. I mean, just to see his little heart, mind, and brain trying to kind of respond to that whole concept that I still don't have figured out, which is who God is and what difference it makes. I don't know. It's just kind of a cool thing. So this is going to be a good tool for us in our house. And if you want more information, you can get the book for half the cost of what it costs on Amazon just by going to TheBingeThinker.com and clicking on the big square in the sponsors side of the page there that says Prayer Is. Or you can dial it directly, 888-234-0519. Grandparents, parents, if you've got kids, if you've got grandkids, this is such a good thing. And you should get it. It's half off what the cost would be elsewhere. Go to TheBingeThinker.com or just dial 888-234-0519. 888-234-0519. 888-234-0519. And thanks to Carol McIntyre for sponsoring the broadcast. Now, Stephen, during the break, you went on... You've been doing research all through the show tonight, and you found something intriguing about this phenomenon that is CeeLo and this whole question of whether dignity is on the downfall. What did you find out?
Well, it just it made me, you know, searching around trying to get the video to play of CeeLo's performance at this fundraiser. I just went to YouTube.
Right.
And I put in CeeLo F-bomb, looking on YouTube. And what came back was this young girl, had to be about 14, 15, and she's a singer, and like a lot of, like Justin Bieber, she was singing, you know, she has her little YouTube channel.
Right.
And it's her singing the CeeLo song, but with the F-bomb.
The dirty version. The version that's not on the radio.
Right. And then when you watch a YouTube video, it pulls up all the videos similar to that.
Right.
And there were 30 videos in just in this first page.
Yeah.
Of young people. Around her age.
How old would you say she was?
She was 13, 14,
okay.
15.
Early teens.
There were 30 videos, I counted them, of probably about 90% kids doing the same thing, doing a cover on YouTube of the F-bomb version of CeeLo. And then if you look at the bottom of each video, it'll show you the views. Some of them had 40,000, 50,000, 60,000, 70,000. There was one kid at 76,000 views, and that's just one of the 30 videos.
Singing the F-word version of the CeeLo song that he sang for the president.
So you know what, Kev? I guess it's just okay.
888-345-3373.
When my kids say to me now, Mom, Dad, you know, hey, relax. You know, this is you should see what it's really like out there. Maybe they're right.
So we just give up?
No.
So we just take the censorship off of broadcast television.
Well, certainly, here's my opinion.
The George Carlin words
here's
can start
opinion.
Now being said again.
Here's my opinion.
Yeah.
Certainly, if it's all okay, and it doesn't matter, and CeeLo drops the F-bomb and the president and nobody from his administration says there's anything wrong with it, then the president deserves to come back for 4 more years.
Friends listening, do you think that's fair? Did he have to get up last night and apologize to the people?
Or somebody from his administration.
Or somebody from his administration in order to pacify this? Particularly those of you that support the president, and again, I didn't make this a partisan discussion, but I am intrigued if you have been a supporter of President Obama in the past, does this change in any way your view of what he seems to be saying is acceptable, and whether or not that changes how you look at him as a candidate or not? I'm not trying to lead you down that path. I just want to know your thoughts. If I knew somebody was morally flawed, voting for them for public office would change part of my... Can I be very transparent about that, actually? I'll give you an example of it when we come.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
And if you missed any moment of tonight's show and you'd like to re-listen to it, you can get the podcast at BaldwinMcCullough.com. Click on the Where to Listen tab at the top of the page. Let's see, what is it called? Watch and Listen is the name of the tab. And it'll take you to the page that has all the podcasts. By the way, not to toot our own horn or anything, but our web team's been very, very busy on the website. And it is a brand new site. Brand new skin, brand new look, everything about it. Easier to use than ever before. And right at the top of the page, I love this. You ever want to know what Kevin or Steven are thinking? Our Twitter feeds are right at the top of the page. And so whatever we've said, for instance, the last thing Steven wrote was Luke 6:27. Right?
Yeah.
Love your enemies, do good to those who hate you.
Yeah.
That was a few days ago, March 5th.
Yeah, I haven't Twittered in quite a while.
Not since the Piers Morgan thing, I guess. Anyway, and then I tweeted something earlier today that is still up there. So anyway, check that out. When you go to the website, BaldwinMcCullough.com, you can see our most recent video appearances on cable news and so forth. And you can also check out that new book that we've been telling you about tonight, Prayer Is. We're thankful that Carol McIntyre is a new sponsor to the broadcast. Okay, we've been talking about the loss of dignity in the culture. We've been talking about the coarseness of what this is all about. But here's what I would like to know from those of you that still are very hostile to the idea that we should even be saying anything about this. Because I know, Stephen, there's lots of people tonight that are saying, oh, you know what? Baldwin and McCullough, they're just those born-again goons. They just want to see, you know, the moral police come in and make everything a theocracy and so forth and so on. Is that really what the secular, atheist, non-religious people say is the best path forward? Would it be better to repeal all the 7 curse words from broadcast television and say, no, you can say whatever you want to now? In fact, let's become like Europe. Let's just have full nudity and sex and whatever skeevy, pervy stuff you want to have on in prime time. Just show it in prime time. You know, American Idol delays the Victoria's Secrets commercial until the second hour of their coverage every week. Why not have it in the first hour? The family hour. Why not? If this is what our nation is committed to becoming, and it seems like we're kind of on this diehard path that, you know, hell will freeze over before we stop going there, then why not just usher in the apocalypse? I mean, just let it come. It's going to happen anyway. Just make it happen. Your thoughts on that?
Oh, it's interesting because even just this morning in my prayer time, I know that God is God and God is in control, and I know that the hope that is within God and who He is and what He represents for all of us, that'll never die. The hope of God will never die. So I think that's what keeps me going every day.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely think that this erosion of dignity and integrity and who we are as humanity, I think that certainly there is a movement toward that decline. And I you know, my wife is somebody who would turn around and just say, Stephen, I love you, babe, but the Bible says this is what's going to happen.
Well, you know what's weird? Is that you've got the moral decline that we're talking about tonight, where you have formerly the president of the office of president was very high office. You didn't tarnish it with stuff like this, at least not publicly. Like, if the Kennedys were doing something, it was behind closed doors and the public didn't find out about it. But there was an association that was guarded about what the presidency was associated with.
Sure.
So that it was always kind of important.
There was a decency.
Yeah. It was just a priority. Now it's like, well, we're going to allow this kind of stuff. And, you know, the Obamas have a party every Wednesday. They've done it for the whole course of their presidency. It's the Wednesday night jams. And, you know, they have Paul McCartney one night, Ludacris the next. Anybody and everybody, they've had a good time at the White House in the 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got CeeLo making this thing last night. You've got the Bill Maher episode calling people he disagreed with vile names, you know, in the past. You had the Rush Limbaugh controversy. You've had this kind of saying, the president saying to the Catholic universities and so forth, I don't care what your God tells you to do. You're going to do insurance my way. And even if you think my way is immoral, you got to do it my way. So we're complaining about the erosion there. But you also see some people saying, hey, you know what? There's other erosions going on, too. Like, look at the sex trafficking problem around the world. You know, we won't say that certain types of sex, even between grown men and boys in America, is necessarily something you should look down upon. But then on the other hand, some of these same people are saying, but look at all the kids that are being dragged into sex trafficking around the world. And it's like,
some people don't put the connection between the two together, that there's a moral standard at some point, and the idea that they're supposed to live up to it is judgmental if it's pointed at them. But when they see an innocent person that's victim to an immoral viewpoint of somebody that owns them or pays for them or rents them from somebody, then that tugs at their heartstrings. And I have to wonder, why is it that some people who see the sex trafficking problem and the kind of the very real issue that is, and the legitimacy of everything that issue is, but doesn't recognize that in America, if we just keep saying, there's no such thing as real morality, and it's all just a matter of perspective, and it's what's right to you isn't right to me, and I don't have to say the same moral guidelines apply to me, that will lead to the eventual degrading of all morality, and it will be a holy free-for-all right. At that point.
Right. Unholy free-for-all.
Yeah. Much more well said.
But sometimes I get it right.
888-340-3373. Do you believe that we are on that slippery slope, friend, listening tonight? We got 4 minutes left in the show when we come back from this break. I'd love to take as many calls as we can. Do you believe that we are headed towards all-out Sodom and Gomorrah-like abyss? If we don't say pause every now and then and check ourselves, and maybe if you're the president, maybe you do apologize to people that brought small children to a fundraiser, and maybe you say, you know what, this isn't what we should do.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Rekindle the romance between you and I. Those intimate moments
Saturday night, Baldwin McCullough Live. Wow.
2 hours goes by quick, huh?
Yeah, and you just set it up before the break, Kevo. do we have any callers?
Yeah, Marty in Nassau County, New York. That's Long Island, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm from Nassau County.
Marty, welcome. You're on with Baldwin McCullough on AM 970, The Answer, and several hundred other radio stations across the country. Welcome.
Sure. Mr. Baldwin, a shout-out from Syosset, Long Island.
All right.
I'm calling as a Jewish listener. I wanted to point out that, in the Torah and in Judaism, which is a very behavioral religion, we learn that God has given us a blueprint for our behavior. In other words, we just can't wander around like animals. Mm-hmm. Animals see something, they attack it, and that's it. We are behaving like animals. There's no impulse control.
Marty, do you by chance listen to Dennis Prager much?
I love Dennis.
Yeah, I do too. He's
one of my gurus.
He's my favorite talk show host in all of talk radio. And I have heard him talk on this concept of the morality of the individual, the dignity of the individual, and how we lower ourselves. All ships rise when the water rises, and when the water goes down, all right. Ships lower. And it's kind of like we're molecules of the water in the ocean. And the more of us that accept and go down with this stuff, we just drag everything down with us.
Yeah, I want to give you an example of something quickly. In the more observant Jewish homes, when they sit down to have a meal, before they sit down to have a meal, they wash their hands. But it's not done for hygienic purposes. It's done to pause, to allow yourself, unlike an animal, that you're going to just jump into your meal, that you pause for a moment, and then you sit down. The fact that you clean your hands simultaneously, is one thing. But that was the understanding before, that unless we have guidelines to follow, we're going to just behave any way we want.
Yep.
And this is, but I, in answer to your question earlier on, I think it really started during the 1960s.
I did too.
All the moral barriers.
Throw out all the rules and just start making it up from scratch. Yep, you're exactly right, Marty. Hey, call back sometime.
Thanks.
Great call. Appreciate it. Let's go to North Carolina. And Earl is with us. Earl, you probably get the last word on this. Glad you're with us on Baldwin McCullough Live.
Yes, I would like to just say that I didn't approve of what CeeLo said last night on the show. But my thing is that, we hear in the media that there's so many derogatory words that are being said about different people and, even towards the president. But nobody ever said that it's wrong when he's being called a dog or he's being used as, anti-American and stuff like that, and it's appalling that because one celebrity sings and uses the F-bomber, that it's a big issue. But when
Earl, to be honest, friend, I think you're just.